There is a particular shelf in the food writing world reserved for what people call humble food, and lentil soup sits on it. The shelf is well stocked, and many of the dishes on it are genuinely lovely, but it is worth pausing over the word humble before reaching for the spoon. Lentil soup is humble, the argument goes, because it is cheap, because it has been eaten for centuries by people who could not afford much else, and because it does not announce itself. There is some truth in this. There is also, I think, a small condescension folded into it that I would prefer to leave on the kitchen counter. Let us instead make the soup. You will need a cup of red lentils, a small onion, a carrot, 2 or 3 cloves of garlic, a piece of fresh ginger about the size of your thumb if you can find it, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, a teaspoon of ground cumin, salt, 4 cups of water, and the juice of 1/2 lemon at the end, a heavy pot, a sieve, and a wooden spoon. The cost of the ingredients, in any reasonably equipped supermarket, will not buy you a single coffee in a city centre. The result will feed you for several meals. The arithmetic is, frankly, embarrassing in the soup's favour. Begin by rinsing the lentils. Tip them into a sieve and let cold water run through them for a minute, until the water comes off less cloudy. The cloudy stuff is starch and the dust the lentils have collected since they left whichever country they came from. Rinsing matters. Cooks who tell you it doesn't are talking about how they were taught, not about the soup. Chop the onion finely, the carrot into small dice, and the garlic and ginger as fine as you can manage without losing a finger. Heat the oil gently in the pot. When it is warm, not smoking, add the onion and let it sweat slowly. The verb sweat is exact. Low heat, no colour, the onion softening and giving up its water. This takes 5 or 6 minutes. The temptation to crank up the heat is here as in much else, the source of most home cooking disappointments. Add the garlic and ginger, stir for a minute, then the cumin, and stir again until it smells warm and slightly toasted. The garlic must not brown. Brown garlic is bitter, and bitterness, once introduced, cannot be removed by anything you do later. The pan does not have to be in charge of you. If it is too hot, lift it off the heat. Now add the lentils, the carrot, and the water. Stir, bring everything up to a soft bubble, never a rolling boil. Then drop the heat right down and partly cover the pot. From here, the work is almost entirely waiting, 25 to 30 minutes. The lentils will give up their shape. The soup will go from watery to silky thick on its own. Stir occasionally, mostly so that nothing sticks to the bottom and burns. Burnt soup is not soup. Burnt soup is something you throw away while pretending you are not throwing it away. Salt, only at the end, and only after tasting. This is one of the few rules I will defend with any force. Different brands of lentils, different jugs of water, different ages of cumin, each contributes a small variable, and to commit to a level of saltiness before the soup has voted on the question is to bully it. Add the lemon juice off the heat. Taste again. Adjust if needed. Eat your soup with bread or rice or by itself. Refrigerate the rest. The next day's bowl is, almost without exception, better than today's, because the flavours have had time to settle into one another in the dark of the fridge. This is one of the small, reliable promises of slow food, and it is worth knowing. There is, I would argue, no honest reason to call this dish humble. It is precise and ancient. It has been refined over centuries by people who knew exactly what they were doing. The reason it costs little is that the world produces lentils generously, and they keep almost forever in their dry form, not that they are second-rate ingredients. The reason it has been eaten by working people for so long is that it works. It nourishes. It warms. It sits comfortably in the body. Calling it humble is a way of patting it on the head and walking past. I would rather take it seriously, and so should you.